Okay, good evening once again, everybody. So right now we are holding a siman Reish Ayin Aleph Si'if Yud Aleph. This is page Mem Ches. So says the Shulchan Aruch Si'if Yud Aleph. Im Ein Lo Elikos Echad. If a person only has one cup of wine, so Baruch Hashem in our communities this doesn't happen all that often. But I once got a shiloh sitting with Rav Shechter, and he got a call from a woman who was stuck, an Israeli woman who works as a doctor in the Midwest somewhere. She flies in and flies back, and she ended up being stuck for Shabbos. Her flight was canceled in a town that has nothing kosher, and she has one bottle of grape juice that could fill up one kos. So, and she found a bag of Zamex challah rolls in one of the supermarkets or something. So she wants to know what to do. Ain lo el kos echad. So yeah, Friday night kiddush, Shabbos day kiddush, and avdalah. So what are you going to use the kos for? So mekadosh bo b'layla ve'in tov mimenu shleif kimenu. Say kiddush on it on Friday night. Do not drink from that kos on Friday night, because once you drink from it, you're not going to be able to use it for kiddush on Shabbos day, because it's going to be a kos pagum. So what do? You said, you're not going to drink from it. Pour some of it out into another kos, and drink that wine from the second kos, and then you could say kiddush the next day with whatever's left in the first kos. But what if that first kos that you had only had a revius, so once you drink, once you take off a little bit from it, you're left with less than a revius? Just add some water. You could always be mosig it, and then it will be a revius. But all of this is only assuming that you have another coast on which to say Havdalah. Shem lo came, because if you don't have another coast on which to say Havdalah, mutav she'ani chenel Havdalah, she'af shem bepas, then better to leave over that one coast, the one and only coast you have, to say Havdalah, because you cannot say Havdalah on pas, mishayikadish lo yelo yain l'Havdalah, rather than to say Kiddush on that one and only coast and then not have any wine for Havdalah. V'im yesh lo shnei kosos mitzumtzom imachar meziga, if let's say after diluting it, you have exactly two kosos, so which two of the three things, Kiddush night, Kiddush day, and Havdalah win? Yekadish b'layla b'echad v'yavdil al sheni. Kiddush at Friday night, and Havdalah win. V'lo yekadish b'yom, and you just will have to miss Kiddush during the day, the Kiddush halayla adiv, because Kiddush layla beats out Kiddush during the day, and that's a great Kiddush, because Kiddush b'layla, you could have done on pas. You can't do Kiddush b'yom on pas, and still we say that you should use the kos for Kiddush b'layla. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Shofech b'menu, kashir malo lugmav, you pour a malo lugmav out, mea kos hasheni, and then you drink from that second kos. But a Magen Avraham, hiskam ledasa tosfos, the Magen Avraham has a different opinion based on tosfos, that not that you should pour out some of the kos and drink from kos number two, but rather, the kos shel chovet tzarech lios hati medavka mikos sheyesh bo revius yayin, that you're supposed to drink from a kos that contains a revius in it. Valkena nechon sheyasakach. So the better thing to do is the following. Yishbach mitchilam mea kos harishon tol kos acher. Yes, pour some into another kos, but v'yizar sheish for revius yayin. Make sure you leave a revius in the first kos, v'yitamei kos harishon kashir melo lugmav, and take a drink out of kos number one, and then v'achar kach yishbar chayayin shebkos acher tol kos zeh. Then pour whatever wine you poured into kos number two back into kos number one, so that it will freshen the cup, and it will now no longer be a kos pagum, even though you drank out of it. Because if you drink out of a cup and then you pour some more wine into it, it loses its status as kos pagum, or I should say, it regains its status as a good kos. To present niskan pigimaso, it fixes the pigimos. Ugdal b'simen kof pei beisiv vav. V'yuchal kaddish lav miyesh ba'at revius yain. As long as there's a revius of yain in there, you could now say kiddush on that. V'afte bel yirab adach devar v'sover debat shulchan aruch adif atvei dakat shulchan aruch adif atvei. I'm told Shabbos sheyishvo. And even though the El Yerabba doesn't like the Magen Avraham's Eitzo, which is based on Tosfos, and prefers what the Shulchan Aruch says, which is to drink out of kos number two, but the Tosefet Shabbos is miyashiv the Magen Avraham, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah seems to be mitzadeid more like the Magen Avraham and not so much like what the Mechaber said. Sivkat nun beis mekadish b'mashenishar, and then now you'll have some revius left in your original kos, so you could say kiddush on that the next day. Milashon zeh mashma the mekadish b'zeh kos guf. They use the, it sounds like using this very same kos. But we said before that the kos of kiddush is supposed to be full. Now, by definition, it is not full. Zeu rak lemitzvah, because you poured some out right last night, so it's not going to be full. Yeah, but zeu rak lemitzvah. The idea of it being full is only lechatchila. Vein ma'akev imein lo. It's not ma'akev if it's not full. Upashu demiyesh lekos acher katan mizatzarch lishmachayim tochok kedesh yamale. Now, obviously, if you have another kos that's smaller, that will be full, if you pour the remaining contents of coast number one out into a smaller coast, then you'll have a smaller full coast that contains a revius. So then obviously that's the better thing to do, rather than to use a three-quarter full kos. Revius b'tzimtzum, so you should, if you have only an exact revius, lav dafka doesn't mean if you have only an exact revius, the point over here is that if after you drink a melo lugmav, you'll be left with less than a revius. It doesn't have to be that you start with exactly a revius, it could be that you have a revius and change, but then after you drink a melo lugmav, you'll be left with less than a revius. El denakatach l'rabusa, da'afilu b'zeh yeshul takana l'idei mezigas mayim. The over here is that even if you started with exactly revius and you drank a melo lugmav out of that revius, you could still fix it by diluting it. That it's going to be very diluted because a melo lugmav is a rove revius. So you started with the revius, you drank most of it, and you could still fix that by replacing whatever you drank with water. But that's only if the wine was pretty strong to begin with. So this line is going on what we said before, that if you have only one kos, use it for Friday night kiddush, and we're saying, yeah, that's only if you also have a kos to use for Abdallah. But if you don't also have a kos to use for Abdallah, then Abdallah wins over everything. So mutav sifkat nene b'zari shulchan aruch shakos hu shir mitzumtzum umimuzu kvar. Presuming that that kos is fully diluted and it's all you got, di lavach elo yachal kadosh b'layla, because otherwise you'd be able to stretch it into two kosos. But assuming it's already diluted, it's already, you know, this is mamish, you're at the bare minimum, and you got one revius, save it for Avdala. She'ani chana l'Avdala, you should save it for Avdala. Now, from the Shulchan Aruch, it sounded like save it for Avdala because this is your only wine, and wine is really important for Avdala. Says the Mishnah Berurah, nah, wine's not really that important for Avdala. You just need to say Avdala on something, right? So you could use beer for Avdala also. So he says, v'yesh omrim, dekiddush alayla adiv me'avdala. First of all, he says, some say that Friday night kiddush is more important than Avdala. V'afil das Shulchan Aruch, but even if you don't say like that, even if you say like the Shulchan Aruch, that Avdala is more important. Im yeshul sheicher l'Avdala mutav l'kaddish al hayayin. If you have beer that you could say Avdala on, so good, then use the wine for kiddush. Dal l'kulei alma mavdil l'nashichra, because everyone holds you're allowed to use beer for Avdala. K'mosh kosev sim reish adivav sif beis. V'kiddush hashichra arbe poskim osrim. But not everybody holds that you could use beer for kiddush. V'gam al pasim achmir rabbeinu tam. And not everybody holds that you could use bread for kiddush. V'lechein afilu b'shachris tov yosr sheikaddish al hayayin im yeshlo sheicher l'Avdala. So it would turn out that even if it's Shabbos day kiddush versus using that wine for Avdallah, and you have beer, make the Shabbos day kiddush on wine and use the beer for Havdalah. Mihu mashenagu l'kaddish b'esek menasas gam lahavdil. The fact that there's a minug to say both kiddush and Havdalah in shul, b'zeh b'vaday Havdalah shul lahotzi rabim dechavasan adav mikiddush sheinu ala minug k'moshe kasuf simreish samachtas. So then certainly the shul Havdalah is much more important than the shul kiddush. So even though the home kiddush is more important than the home Havdalah, the shul Havdalah is more important than the shul kiddush, because the shul Havdalah is actually motzi people in Havdalah. The shul kiddush is just a minug, because we don't even do kiddush makam suda. It's just a minug that was retained from the old days when people used to eat in the shul. Sivkat and zayin, the kiddush halayla adif. So we said kiddush halayla beats out kiddush hayom. Ugdel b'simin zeh siv gimel. Ma'ayin sham mishum bura sivkat and ches. Hamagid avram hevi b'shem shiari knesa gadola detov l'kadesh al kos gadol. That is best to say kiddush with a large coast. And that way you can leave what's left over in that coast to use again for Kiddush Day, and then to use Viter again for Avdallah. Obviously it would mean you'd have to fix it from its Pegima, you'd have to add some water, add some more wine to it or something. And you would take a smaller coast each time so that it would be full. Avalel Yerabba Pikpik says he doesn't get why, where this minute comes from. That you're supposed to use your leftover wine from your Friday night kiddush for your Shabbos day, and leftover wine from that for Avdallah Me'echitesi. My Mordechai also says that's very strange, and it's much, much better to do like our minhag. Let's do Sif Yud Beis. So it says Shulchan Aruch, Acher Shekiddush Al Kos Notel Yadav Mvarich Al Netilas Yadayim. After a person says kiddush, you should wash and say Al Netilas Yadayim. V'Notel Yadav kodim kiddush. If you washed before kiddush, galidaita drifta chaviva levelei kaddish aliyai nel al pas, then you've demonstrated that you really love bread more than wine, and therefore you should say kiddush on the bread rather than on the wine if you washed before kiddush. That is what the mechaber says. Comes along the Ramah, minag Ashkenaz, the German minag, the Yekesh minag, the Yeshom del chachili yeshli tol yod of kodim kiddush ul kaddish aliyayin. That Yeshom, that it's better to wash before kiddush and still be mekadesh aliyayin. V'chein aminuk pashut b'medinu seilu, and that's the more common practice. Vein l'shanos rak b'lel Pesach v'shusparasim tavayin gimel. The only time you don't do that is on the Seder night, because that would take forever, right? Meaning you have to, because what you're gonna wash and then say kiddush, and then you're not gonna say a motzi for another 3 hours till after the magid. So that's crazy. But other than that, says the Ramah, you should follow minuk Ashkenaz. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nunches Achar Shakidesh V'lo Kodem Kedesh Lo Yafsik BeHakidush Ben Tilsi Daim LaMotzi. You should wash after Kiddush, not before Kiddush, because the Kiddush would then be a Hefsik between the washing and a Motzi, according to the Mechaber. Aval, very interesting. Even according to the Mechaber, that does like we do, like most non-German Jews do. Aval Bnei Beisos Sheinam Mekatchin Ba'atzman El Yotzim B'Shmiyosim Ba'alabais Yuchalit Al Yideim Kodem. People who are not saying Kiddush, just listening to Kiddush, they can actually wash before Kiddush. There's no problem with them washing before Kiddush. So sometimes, sometimes in my house, my father-in-law has a hard time walking around a lot. So to get him to his seat, and then out of his seat to wash, and then come back again. So when we get into the house, you walk through the kitchen anyway, go wash right now, sit for Kiddush, and you just sit there, and we'll and then everyone else will wash. You're allowed to do that, says the Mechaber, says the Mishnah Berurah within the Mechaber. Sivkat Nantes, the Rifta, Dafka hachadika gam ken chashash hefsek shem mekadosh al yayin achrantilu kum shksavnu psivkat nulches. That is dafka over here where there's also chashash that the kiddush is going to be a hefsek, that we're going to say that you're showing that you really want to make kiddush on bread. Avu bial mehichad lo notul yadav mutul kadosh al yayin after rifta chaviva leyosim yayin. In general, even if you like bread more than wine, you should say kiddush on wine. Vayin kamen sim reishayin vayisiv tes ba gam mash ksavnu shab chaviva le haynu delakach notul yadav shu ra evum mayer lechol pas. Why did you wash before Kiddush? Must be because you're more hungry than you are thirsty, and therefore you're showing that you would rather have the challah than have the wine. Then the Ramah said, you should wash first. Because he holds that the Kiddush is not a hefsik between the washing and the amotzi, because it's l'tzorech hasuda. And therefore say Kiddush on the wine, drink the kos, and then say a motzi and then cut the challah. V'kivendenu hefsik, and since it's not a hefsik, the kiddush is not a hefsik between the washing and the motzi, svirle l'ramah ditov l'noken l'chadchil. The Ramah thinks this is the best minug. Mishum d'kshein lo yayinu mekadish al pas pal karchot sarach litol yodav kodem ha-kiddush. Because what would you do if you didn't have any wine and you had to say kiddush on bread? So then for sure you would wash before kiddush. So since half the time they were so poor, half the time they probably didn't have wine, so since half the time you're anyway going to wash before Kiddush, so Valkein Tov L'Nukein Tamin Boven Echad, so better to just be consistent. That was probably common back then. I don't think in my life I ever said Kiddush on Challah, but it sounds like it was something that was fairly common. So since half the time anyway you're gonna wash before Kiddush, so you might as well keep it consistent, save for Pesach night. And you should dilute the kos with warm water after Nitil Sidayim before Amotzi. To do such a thing, vade enlasas kein l'kuli alma. You shouldn't be mozig the kos in between the washing and the kiddush. Given the sarach l'dakti kiyafa shimzo kedarko, because that takes a lot of attention to be mozig properly. Shol yichasu v'shol yosir havi hasachadas, and that's a hasachadas because you want to be mozig in the right measure. Ve'in l'shanos. The light's talking about. I got the app. We'll fix this. One second. I got it. Here it is. There we go. Okay. Sorry about that, everyone. The Ein L'Shanos, the Kama Achronim, A lot of Achronim say that it's better l'chadchila to make kiddush on wine before netilas sidaim, k'dasa mechaber, like the mechaber said, and like we do. Because then you yotzei every opinion. Many places have that minug. Miyum kvar natal yadav. Kodem kiddush, but if you already washed before kiddush, b'zei yesh las karma, daf b'keni kaddish al yayin. You should do like the Ramah says and say the kiddush on yayin and not on challah, like the mechaber said. Belel Pesach, we said, is the one exception. Mishum sha'az mafsikin harbe ba'amiris hagada adasuda, because then it's going to take a long time to go through the whole magid. Kosev b'derech hachayim. Now the derech hachayim adds something new. In mekaddish al pas, lotzi gam hashomim. If you're saying kiddush on pas and you're being motzi people who are sitting there, tzrich. It's very important that the people listening have kavana to be yotzi with your amotzi also. Now, always they're supposed to do that so, in order to be yotzi lecha mishnah, because you know the amotzi should be said on the lecha mishnah. But it's really important if they're using it for kiddush. Because if they don't have kavana to be yotzi with your birch samotzi, raki chavnu latzis b'kiddush hayom, and they only have kavana for your bracha of kiddush, ubirch samotzi rotzin achar kach levarich ba'atzman b'shas achila, and they want to say their own amotzi when they get their chala, osinisser, they're doing an aveira. The mahapchin seder kiddush, because they're flipping the seder of kiddush. Kiddush is the birch sanenin, and then the brach of kiddush. But if they listen to your brach of kiddush, and then they said their own amotzi, they flip the order. Ulefiza tzrichin gamkin lizar litol yidein b'shavim balabayis k'shem kaddush alapas tilav hachi echi chavin lotzi birch samotzi shalo. And therefore, they need to wash at the same time as the balabayis when the kiddush is being said on bread. They can't just sit there listen to his amotzi and then go and wash, because they have to be ready when he's saying that motzi. They have to be up to hamotzi when he's saying that motzi. Okay, so well, you don't have so much to do tomorrow, but let's summarize what we did tonight. If you have only one kos, there are two opinions of what to do. Shulchan Aruch says to use it for Friday night kiddush, pour a melo lugmav into another cup, drink from that second cup, and then use what's left in the first cup for Shabbos day kiddush. Magen Avram disagreed and said, no, pour some out, drink a melo lugmav from the original kos, then pour from the second cup back into the original kos to freshen it up. But in any event, it's best to find a smaller kos for the Shabbos day kiddush so that it can be full. Then we said, if you're left with less than a revius after drinking Friday night, then dilute it so that you'll have for Shabbos day. And then we said that Havdalah wine takes precedence over kiddush if you don't have Chamar Medina to use for Havdalah. Wine for Friday night kiddush takes precedence over wine for a Shabbos day kiddush, though. And then we said that according to the Mechaber, we say kiddush before washing, though if you're listening to kiddush, you can do it after washing, right? But according to the Ramah, we wash before kiddush since that's what you would have to do anyway when you say kiddush on challah. And then finally, we said that when kiddush is said on bread, it is very important for the people listening to be yotzei with the hamotzi of the mevarich as well, so as not to flip the order of the kiddush and the hamotzi. So that's from tomorrow morning on Zoom. We'll spend a couple of minutes on Se'if Yud Gimel. Okay, have a wonderful evening, everybody.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.